It's 106KHQ. Taylor Woods here. You are on the podcast. Compliments of our website, 106KHQ.com. Of course, we all know Taylor Woods is a big movie nerd. You know, I am not one to actually complain about that, but you know about me. But let's talk about somebody else who is joining me. It is special guest book author Adam Bray. Adam, how are you doing today?
Hey, Tyler. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you are a book author, of course.
Yes, I am. I currently write Star Wars and Marvel books.
What kind of, like, you know, Marvel books?
Most of what I write is classified as reference books, but don't let that bore you. These are really exciting. These are encyclopedias to the Marvel Comics characters and teams, or visual guides to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, guides to TV shows. Just came out with a character encyclopedia for the MCU. See you this month as well.
So, like, what we're about to talk about, of course, Marvel Avengers Endgame. It's like, yeah, you don't have to sit down for, like, 65 hours and, like, you know, watch this movie. You can just pick up a book, an Adam Bray book.
Right, exactly. I've even got one called Marvel Studios 101, All Your Questions Answered. So it basically gets you up to speed from the very beginning, from Iron Man and The Incredible Hulk all the way up to Infinity War.
See, you heard it here, kids. Now you can get something for Mother's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to be at the Petoskey Cinema all weekend signing books. So
All right. People
should definitely come down.
Yeah, I even picked up, like, an autographed copy.
Yeah.
It goes great with the drapes. I have this, like, proud Post Malone, like, pop vinyl figure and all that.
Right.
Oh, speaking of which, listen in on this podcast, and I'm going to be giving out a secret code. Once you hear that secret code, you got to be that first person with that code and message me on my Facebook page, Tyler Woods KHQ. The winner is going to be picking up a pop vinyl Marvel Avengers Thanos.
Sweet.
I love Thanos. I know everyone's like, oh, I hate him so much. But you know what? It's like movies like this, you need a villain of this magnitude, in especially adventure films like this.
Yeah, and he's been a great villain. Obviously, one of the best. He's here at the sort of the finale of this phase of the MCU. So he's got to be good.
We've both seen the movie. We saw it, like, you know, early premiere day. Now, what were your thoughts before seeing the movie? Did you predict anything?
I had kind of minor predictions of who I thought might die or live through it. But I kind of left my mind open, because when you set your expectations one way or another, and, you know, get too reliant on your own theories, then you can kind of let yourself down. So I wanted to let Marvel tell me the story rather than I dictate what Marvel had to do.
Yeah, so, like, you know, don't go on, like, YouTube or social media or find yourself lost in so many ad clicks of, like, hey, you want to know how it's going to turn out? Click this. Hey, I just sold you a timeshare.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, now that we got the introductions on track, let's hear my movie review. Marvel Avengers Endgame. This is directed by the Russo brothers, who have done the Marvel Avengers Infinity War, Captain America Civil War, and Captain America the Winter Soldier. They are done. They're going to be taking a break from the MCU after Endgame. And you know what? They deserve their break. This film comes with so much epicness. It's unlike anything you have ever seen before. They take a impossible plot, something that you think, this is never going to work. And it does. It works so well on screen. You know, I really got to hand it to everyone who has worked in the MCU universe. They deserve a standing ovation. Now, social media has dubbed this movie a spoiler-free film. If you come across somebody who has yet to see this film, do not spoil it for them. By all means, do not spoil this movie. All I can tell you is that this is a film unlike anything you have ever seen before. People in the audience, they were laughing, they were crying, they were cheering. Even the majority of the audience that I attended to see the film with, they all stood up and gave this film a standing ovation. My fiance and I, we are big fans of the MCU films, but she is also stricken with jealousy of my man crush of Chris Evans. Chris Evans is in my top 10 man crushes, all right? He was at number 6, and now after this film, I am bumping him up to number 3. Who was number 3? Chris Hemsworth. Sorry, Chris. My biggest concern about this is that, you know, how are the actors feeling about portraying these characters for such a long period of time? Is there anything else to explore with these characters after such an event? Yes, and they do it so well. They approach the characters like I have never seen them before. Another good point about this movie is that there is everything for everyone. Even if you are not a, let's say, a big comic book movie kind of film person, you're still gonna love this movie. But this movie doesn't come without its flaws. The biggest flaw of this movie that I could find, despite what Rotten Tomatoes say, it is its beginning. Soon after the beginning starts, it is the most boring part of the film. But hold on, I'm not done yet. It still manages to keep you immersed and invested in what is to come and what is to happen. Not to mention some surprising reveals. I mean, there's already fan theories of what's already inside the movie. They don't even know. They don't even know. All those theories I read online, absolutely wrong. But yes, 3 full hours, I really did love how the film did take its time. But of course, social media has to tackle the, 3 hours? I'm not sitting for that. I have to use the bathroom. So that perfect time to use the restroom soon after the movie starts would be a little bit after the beginning, I found. And I know you probably also heard on social media rumors that there is no post-credit scene. Well, thing is, that was kind of spoiled for me when the credits did start to roll. There is no mid-credit scene. There is no post-credit scene. Why? Because the person coming in to clean up the theater, she just came in. She just rolled out. There is no scene. There is no scene. You can go now. I'm like, oh, come on. What if I didn't want to watch the post-credit scene, even if there was one? Maybe I saw somebody's name that I knew in the credits. Now I wanted to see that. Movie theaters, if you send somebody out there to let them know that there is no post-credit scene, don't do that. Stop that. That just ruins the surprise. See, that's a spoiler right there. In final conclusion of Marvel Avengers Endgame, this is a full ticket price movie. Doesn't matter if you want to see it as a matinee or a night premiere, it is definitely worth all your money. It's a shut up, take my money kind of film. All right, that's what I think. Let's throw it off to Adam Bray. Adam, what did you think about the movie?
Yeah, I love this movie as well. I give it a full 3 thumbs up.
3? How's that even possible?
Well, hey, this is Marvel. But you and I saw it at different times. But my experience was very much the same with the audience. Everybody was standing up and cheering or crying, you know, no, if it looked like somebody we loved might be about to get it, whether they did or not in the end. But yeah, so it was very emotional. The whole audience was very invested, and I loved it. Like you, I agree. The beginning was probably the slowest part. And there were parts of the movie that were very different feel than past Marvel films, where there were a lot of sections in this movie that were more about interesting situations and putting the characters in unusual spots that we haven't seen before. Just exploring that and exploring some of the options that have been in the comic books for the characters.
Going to pause for a quick moment right now. All right, if you have followed us both on my Facebook page, Tyler Woods, and our 106KHQ page, you would have seen a video of me slamming down a Funko Pop Marvel Avengers figurine that has Thanos. This is the prize to win. So how this is going to work, I'm going to read you a sequence of numbers, and the first person to get me these sequence of numbers by messaging me on my Facebook page, Tyler Woods, is going to be the winner. And the numbers are 4, 5, 3. All right, let's continue with the review.
So that was cool. We saw our favorite characters and even some of the peripheral ones on in a different light in this movie. And so that was really cool. Because one of the things about sequels is it's very easy to just kind of double the length and, you know, double the material in the story without actually doing anything new with it. It's just more of the same. You know, not to hurt anybody's feelings, but I felt like Pirates of the Caribbean 3 was kind of like that.
No, actually, you are absolutely right with that one. Yeah. I am in full agreement with you there.
I look at Pirates of the Caribbean 3 as the second half of a movie that's twice as long as it needs to be. But to say that, this is not that. This is a very worthy sequel, and it really left me in a spot where I feel very satisfied, and I feel very excited about the future of Marvel Studios and the future Marvel movies, where the characters that remain, where they are going to go, and where what's going to happen in the Disney Plus streaming services.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. They did announce some that is supposed to tie in to all the Marvel movies, the series. I've heard that there's a Loki one.
Right.
What is that one about?
About Loki.
Just Loki.
Yeah.
It's just me. They should do one with Loki and Hulk. I'm sorry. I mean, those two, they work well.
That would be great. Yeah, there's a Loki one. There's a Scarlet Witch and Vision one called WandaVision. I think Loki is just called Loki, as far as I know. Then there's Winter Soldier. I think it's Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And there are rumors of other ones, but I don't know if any of them have been confirmed or not yet.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Adam Bray, Marvel Avengers Endgame. You would say definitely worth your full ticket money.
Your full 3 hours, and I gotta say, I managed to make it through the full 3 hours without a bathroom break, so I feel like a superhero myself.
Yeah, see, those salty snacks, as soon as I started munching down, it's like I started getting thirsty, and then, you know, I'm like, oh, no! But yeah. I do agree that, you know, if you really gotta use the bathroom, it's like probably in the middle of the beginning arc of the movie. Well, that is gonna do it for our Marvel Avengers Endgame movie review with special guest book author Adam Bray. But before I go, just throwing you a reminder, you were supposed to be listening for a code to win the Marvel Avengers Thanos Funko Pop figure. If you were listening carefully throughout this podcast, you would have gotten that code, and the first person to get me that code will win the Funko Pop. All right, it's time to wrap things up. I'm Tyler Woods. Until next time.